Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, and I have my family here with me. I have a real understanding of God using young people and of the scriptures that say, your young men shall see visions, or your young people, really what it means, and people shall dream dreams. And it'll be very supernatural at the last before the Lord comes. And there'll be the prophesying. And so we've been talking all this week about it. It's on archives. You can go to Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org, and catch up. But we can't go into everything every day over again. And yesterday, Brandon, who's sitting here, 22 years old, told of the time when he had a vision of Jesus. Jesus came into his room. He had a cowl, kind of a collar over him. He had a brightness so bright he was almost having to, his face was so bright he had to hide it from Brandon. And then he started talking to Brandon about people, hurting people. And Brandon felt his hands upon his hands, and he started talking about healing. And then he had on the breastplate of the high priest. Now, Brandon didn't know this is the breastplate of the high priest. He just knows that there's a stone, a red ruby stone, and it like a ruby, and it keeps shining in his eyes. So when the vision finished, Brandon ran upstairs in his house, and there in the upstairs, I suppose it's about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and his older brother Jared and his sister Hannah are still awake. And he comes up the steps, and who sees him is Jared and Hannah. What'd you see and what'd you say?
I saw Brandon first. By the look of his face, I know he experienced something spiritual, and with things happening so much with our family, I kind of made fun of him, like, oh, you saw another angel, ha ha. His countenance was so intense, and he was almost bawling, that I was like, okay, I'll let Hannah take it. So I told Hannah, and I was like, you need to talk to Brandon.
Now, Hannah, she's always a little intercessor, a little prayer. So, Hannah, what were you thinking?
It was like he couldn't talk, so we were just trying to try to get out of him what was going on. And so he was like in a crying, you know. He was crying.
Sobbing?
Yeah, sobbing. Weeping.
Mhm. And so you decided to get your mother.
Yeah, and Mom had gotten up, and we asked her to come into the living room.
And then what happened?
She just woken up, but she was kind of she was anointed to say, okay, Brandon, what's going on?
So Brenda, you take it.
So I knew that the other experience, you know, they say it was an angel. So I said, well, what did this being look like? And he said, well, he was not as tall. He wasn't that tall as my angel. And I don't know exactly how he said it, but, you know, and then he said, and then he had these jewels on, you know, on his robe, at the at the top of his robe. And then he told me how he had a hood, and it was light, all light. And then I just knew. I said, well, son, you saw the Lord, and you saw him in his high priest, you know,
his high priestly office, wearing,
yes,
the breastplate of the high priest.
Yes, which is what he is doing right now.
Now, that's his office right now. He is the high priest. Now, when they came to my house to tell me about it, I think you showed him the picture, didn't you?
I had a book.
The temple book that the people are getting ready for the rebuilding of the temple. They have the high priest picture on the front.
So I asked him, I said, is that what it was? And he said, yes.
Now, the interesting thing to me is on these jewels, there's one for every tribe. And the Jews use only the consonants. The first red jewel at the top is the tribe of Reuben. So there would be R, B, and N. So what I think is those letters were flashing his name, B, R, N. And then there would have been a D from someplace else, Brandon. But they were the letters that I think it was a call to him. I think he called you. He called you. That was when he gave a call on your life, Brandon. So then they're all sitting around. Now, we got talking about this the other day in the room, and I'm telling you, that room filled with God again. And so he began to, then did he begin to talk to you, or what happened after that, Brenda?
Well.
Or any of you, I don't care.
After that, after we, you know, we said it was the Lord, he kind of opened up. That fear left. And so I was still on the couch because I, you know, he was on the couch. But I moved towards the end of the couch. And he was on the end of the other, on the other end. And we, you know, I looked back and we didn't say anything.
For a long time, you just sat there.
We just sat there.
For like an hour.
Like an hour.
At least an hour. But it felt like 10 minutes.
But it was the presence, the glory on you.
And it was heavy.
It was so heavy. You didn't say anything. You just sat there. And that's not normal, you know, for a family. And then who began to speak?
I felt like I had something and I wasn't sure, but the presence of God was so strong in there. And then I just like lifted my hand up.
Like a child in school asking
permission
to speak.
Yeah, like I was in a classroom. Uh-huh. Just honoring the presence. And then I said, I think I have a tongue. And I remember Brandon and Mom looked at each other like, okay, you know, because I've never done that before. Just like, okay, go ahead. So then I did. And then I had the interpretation. And I think the only thing I can remember of it was that it was about Brandon and about how he had been called from his mother's womb.
Really? Really? So that was all about your call, Brandon. That calling, those letters lighting up with your name, you're called. Bless the Lord. And so that came forth. And then what happened?
And then we were kind of sitting semi-circle. Brandon and Mom were on the couch, and then Jared was on another couch, and then I was in the chair, and then Jared had some. That it went over to him.
Until this time, I've never operated in the spirit like this, and I kept feeling in my heart give up to have a tongue as well. But I saw myself going to Brandon and laying my hands on him.
You saw yourself
like
doing that
into his stomach as an impartation. Reason why is in the past, Mama Jenkins and other ministers have done that to me. So
laid
I
hands
knew,
on
I knew
you,
that was
surely
from you know for the hymn, and I did it. It has a real strong tongue. You know, when you have a tongue that's a gift of tongue, like an impartation, it's not your tongue.
The gift of tongues is not
it's
the prayer life tongues.
It's not yours. And it is really strong. And it went into his stomach. And then it just left me. And I was weeping. I could barely go back to the couch. It was like 5 feet, but I could barely crawl. I could barely walk back to the couch to sit down. It was so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when, about your knee, and Brandon
Hannah
had
just torn her knee in ACL.
Yeah, I tore my ACL, and I remember I knew I was supposed to have Brandon come pray for my knee, and
because Jesus had laid hands on him, his hands, and talked to him about healing.
Yeah, and I remember the Holy Spirit kept telling me go over there and have him pray for you, but it was like I just didn't want to get up. You know, and just didn't want to interrupt. And I remember looking in Brandon's eyes, and it was like blue, bright blue.
He has blue eyes, but it was Hannah's. Just the spirit of the Lord has just moved on Hannah. She can't talk.
His
right
eyes
now.
Were like sky blue, with like a light coming out of them. That's what his eyes look like.
You know what I think? I think it was the Lord looking out through his eyes. Because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has just talked to him about ministering and helping people, helping hurting people. So when Hannah asked Brandon to lay hands on her, the one who laid hands on her was Jesus through Brandon. That's what he wants with all of us. Mm-hmm. He wants to live in us and minister. So Brenda, what all of the three here, God has just moved upon them. Can you talk, honey?
Yeah.
They can't talk
I know Brandon began to pray for Hannah's knee, and I remember watching him do it. You know, I could just see Jesus doing a, you know, working. I remember thinking, this is what working of miracles.
Working of miracles.
Because he was like,
explain what you're doing. She's doing it with her hands, but this is not a webcast. We got to tell it to you.
You know, it wasn't just pray, put your hand on the knee and pray. It was, he was actually taking his fingers and working it around that knee. And,
like a massage type or something, or touching it, or kneading, like you would knead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And, then Brandon, did you start giving words of knowledge at that time? He said the Lord, of course, that presence was in that room. And he said that the Lord later, after this presence subsided where we could talk, he said the Lord would say things in his ear, and he would say what he heard.
What was that like, Brandon?
The best way to explain it was like, having a boldness. I didn't care. I don't care who it would be. If someone, the most important person in the room was there, I would have said something to him. I didn't care. It was like, a boldness. And I felt like kind of like a superhero, kind of, not a superhero, but my spirit and my strength was, and I wasn't like
superhuman.
Everybody, like, even if you had like 100 people in there, they were all making fun of me. And you know, the natural, I'd probably be like, oh, but I wouldn't care. I would have kept going. It would have not bothered me at all.
Well, how was it when you heard it in your ear, what he said?
I just heard it like when I was downstairs.
You heard it and then you repeated it.
Yeah, the exact same.
You didn't hear it upstairs.
Yes.
I heard it upstairs.
But he heard it as plainly as he did downstairs. Yeah. Okay, so who were the words 2 and 4?
I have a hard time remembering it. I think to Jared.
There was one to me. Don't tell that one, though.
To you.
Yeah.
And some other
I wasn't things. There, but he came and told me later, and it meant so much to me. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Jared. We don't have a lot of time. All right. Well, we've been with you this week, and we've been sharing some things. Why are we sharing these things? Well, because it's the last days. And if that prophecy is ever going to come true, it's got to come true now. And so, you know, the other day out here at Prayer Mountain, such a power came on me and said, we have got to have the manifestation of the Holy Spirit's gifts in our assemblies, in our churches. And a woman, Pamela is who it was, she just about fainted. She said, there's an angel standing right at your side, and he blew a trumpet. The trumpet is about to sound, and we have got to be moving in the Spirit, moving with the Spirit of God, just before Jesus comes. Here we're going into the year of 2012, and we must put on the Holy Ghost like Esther did. This is Billy Brim and family saying shalom, Shabbat shalom, until tomorrow, until Monday.